Education. The sports for learners with special needs taking place in Nakuru High School, Nakuru Girls, Nakuru Hills Special School and Karobun Boys and Girls Secondary Schools have demonstrated competitive abilities with learners displaying their best to win new titles. Sheila Lutter, the Assistant Director, Ministry of Education at Directorate of Special Needs Education, said various villages hosted different events depending on the types of impairments, including hearing, physical, deaf-blindness, learners with intellectual disability and those with autism. She noted that the games are at the tail end, having begun on Saturday, the 6th of April, where track events are ongoing for learners with low vision and those with total blindness. The ongoing track events known as T1 and T12 came after having field events in javelin, discus and shot put for different categories of learners. This year marks the new entrance for activities for learners who transited to junior school grade 7, 8 and 9 following a review of the curriculum and education reforms in the country. The interesting sporting events have attracted local Nakuru town residents, sports fans from other areas in the country and beyond. Helen Sharono Kiprono is a veteran athlete based in New York, USA and special needs sports champion with unmatched passion, dedication and commitment to advance the sports. She has been supporting special needs sports students in Kenya through her efforts and those of network of friends from New York and around the world under an organization called Game Possibilities International. Helen Sharono appreciated the opportunity to be part of the activities happening in Nakuru to support the children and encourage them to the next level of athletics. Sharono prides in the milestones the special needs sports has undergone in the country, considering last year she held training for the special learners to take part in trials for Paralympics. "I'm proud to see our special needs sports participants shining and leading, and it is priceless to be here," said Helen. Beth Carini, a New York resident together with her husband Stephen Carini, accompanied Sharono on her tour to Nakuru, Kenya to witness and be part of inspiration for the learners with special needs taking part in sports. Beth and Stephen are friends of Sharono who came to support her efforts to mainstream special needs students through one of her sponsored institutions, Karara Special School in Kiambu County in Kenya. The couple visited the school last week, which is managed by Irene Wamuyu, to pray for the students and support in cash and kind in appreciation for the great work undertaken by the institution in giving life a better meaning for the children with special needs. "We want to learn about the school and the students there so as to find ways to raise contributions for them and learn more about children with disabilities and find ways we can be of help to them," said Stephen Carini. Irene Wamuyu Gacheru is the chaplain at Karara Special School, courtesy of Helen Sharono. She traveled to Nakuru to offer the much-needed moral support as a team in solidarity with the children who are so far the best in the sporting events. Josiah Kavoy from Karara Special School in Kiambu Central Region in Kenya is a special needs learner who has dominated both the 200 and 400 meters race, setting a 44.13 second record in Tuesday's 400 meters finals for the T1 Boys Secondary School category. David Muaruri from Central also came first in the 400 meters T12 category, while Rose Halima from Eastern won the 400 meters T12 Girls Junior School, having clocked in 53.58 seconds. Beatrice Nima from Eastern scooped the first position in the T1 category for girls, while Brendolyn Asemo from Western won the senior primary girls 400 meters T12 girls category.